Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love, songs I think are special. And occasionally I throw in a joke or a story or something different other than just a recorded piece of music. And those things I call wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. I don't have any planned wombats tonight other than a little reading at the beginning. But let's get started. This week, one of the great heroes of bluegrass music, Ralph Stanley, died. And I sing some of his songs and am a big admirer of his style. And I'm going to read you just a part of his biography, his early years, but it tells you a little bit about who he was. And then I'll play one of his better-known songs. Ralph Edmund Stanley was born, grew up, and lived in rural Southwest Virginia. That's where we are, guys. We're in rural Southwest Virginia. In a little town called McClure, at a place called Big Spraddle, just up the holler, from where he moved in 1936 and lived ever since in Dickinson County. The son of Lee and Lucy Stanley, Ralph did not grow up around a lot of music in his home. As he says, his daddy didn't play an instrument, but sometimes he would sing church music, and I'd hear him sing songs like Man of Constant Sorrow, Pretty Polly, and Oh Me Wise. I got my first banjo when I was a teenager. I guess I was 15, 16 years old. My aunt had this old banjo and mother brought it to me, paid $5 for it, which back then was probably like $5,000. My parents had a little store, and I remember my aunt took it out in groceries. He learned to play the banjo clawhammer style from his mother. She had 11 brothers and sisters, and all of them could play the five-string banjo. She played gatherings around the neighborhood, the bean stringings. She tuned it up for me and played this tune, Shout, Little Lady, and I tried to play it like she did, but I think I developed my own style of the banjo. He graduated from high school in May 2, 1945, and was inducted into the Army on May 16, serving little more than a year. He immediately began performing when he got home. My daddy and Carter picked me up from the station. Carter was playing with another banjo, with another group, Roy Sykes and the Blue Ridge Mountain Boys, and they had a personal appearance that night. So I sung a song with Carter on the radio before I even got home. So there's a little story about who is Ralph Stanley, who died last week. And the song I'm going to play to you is called Oh Death. And it's a classic Ralph Stanley. It's just his voice. And it was featured in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which brought Ralph Stanley to a much broader audience. But he was world famous among country and bluegrass musicians long before that movie, but this brought him out to a whole other part of the population. So, this is Ralph Stanley singing Oh Death.
Oh Death, oh Death, won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk, I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour come and go with me. Death, I come to take the soul, leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death. Oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? My mother came to my bed, placed a cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet are cold. Death is a moving upon my soul. Oh, death, how you treating me? You closed my eyes so I can't see. Well, you're hurting my body. You make me cold. You run my life right out of my soul. Oh, death, please consider my age. Please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, if you will move your icy hands. Oh, the young, the rich or poor, all alike me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold. Nothing satisfies me but your soul. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year?
That was Ralph Stanley singing, Oh, Death. And death did spare him till he was 89. I love a cappella singing, and I love that style. That song, I could learn it, but it would be hard to sing it with any of the, ornamentation, the emphasis, the strength that Ralph Stanley does. Anyway, that's Oh, Death by the late Ralph Stanley, who died Thursday, I think it was. Next up is a song called Hole in the World by the Eagles. They wrote it as a tribute to the 2011 World Trade Center events, but I think it applies whenever somebody great dies or when some horrible event happens. It leaves a hole in the world. The world has a way of filling up those holes, though. There is a theory of the universe that says that matter is constantly coming into existence and disappearing down black holes, and I think society and the human race is like that. People like Ralph Stanley are huge energy centers in our universe, and they cease, but other energy centers arise. And this song kind of, for me, describes that sequence of events. So when someone like Ralph Stanley dies, there is a hole in the world, but then something comes to fill it up.
There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow.
They say that anger is just love disappointed. They say that love is just a state of mind, but all this fighting over who is anointed, oh, how can people be so blind?
There's a hole in the world tonight. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. sorrow,
fear and sorrow.
There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow. There's a
was Hole in the World by the Eagles. Next up is Joan Baez, another one of my heroes or heroines. And this song is called Be Not Too Hard. And it speaks to me. I think that there is a tendency in some people, I'm one of them, and probably in most of us, to judge ourselves and to feel that we haven't done enough to help the world, enough to do whatever, to be more successful or in any part of our lives. And when someone famous dies, like Ralph Stanley, I often think, gee, I wish I could have been like him. I wish I could have been that significant. and this is Joan Baez's answer, at least for me, to some of those concerns. It's called Be Not Too Hard. And though it's written to talk about Be Not Too Hard on someone else, I think you can do it to yourself, too. Be not too hard on anyone, and she tells you why.
Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when his soul abroad, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. And be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's sold or bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. Be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than
Not Too Hard by Joan Baez. Well, we've got one more kind of sad song, and then we'll move into a more upbeat mood for most of the rest of the show. The next song is called Lonesome Robin. It's sung by Helen Schneer. The song is about Robin Hood and the end of his life. As Robin Hood lies dying, he wonders what's happened to Maid Marian, and where are his friends, and what's it all about anyway, kind of thing. It's sung by Helen Schneer. I was an active member of the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club, and we often had performers come in and sing for us on weekends and shows, and Helen Schneer was a frequent performer. Like about half or more of the club, Helen Schneer was Jewish. She was born and raised in New York, and got into singing and sang a lot with people like Pete Seeger and all, sang a lot of Christian music. The Pinewoods Folk Music Club sings a lot of Christian music, gospel music and the like. So, but Helen Schneer was just a wonderful singer, a great person to sing with. And I sang some of her songs, and I sang them just the way I learned them from her. One of my honors, tributes, whatever, one time I sang one of her songs, and a man came up to me and said, "Did Helen Schneer learn that from you?" Wow. I learned it from Helen Schneer, but obviously I was singing it so much like her that he connected the two. So this song is called Lonesome Robin, and it's sung by Helen Schneer.
Rise up on your bed of straw and see if you can bend back your bow. One last time, you're sick with your wounds, and you think you don't care. But you know, it'll weigh on your mind. And wherever your arrow falls to the ground, we'll lay Lonesome Robin down one last time. No more Robin, no more. Your outlawed days are is the sun. Now that you can't run away to the shade, and you can't help thinking of the deer you have run, and all of the games you have played, and you're wondering what Marion found to do that was better than coming to see you one last time. No more Robin, no more. Your heart while the sun still shone, it was just like sleep was the end of the world, and tomorrow would never come. Now, Lonesome Robin, can't you just close your eyes and pretend that the sun will still rise one last time? No more from it no more. Your outlawed days are time has took your time away. Time and contraptions have whispered you down, and all of the times that you once had have took to their ears and gone. Hold on to whatever is closest to you. That's all Lonesome Robin can do one last time. No more Robin, no more. You're outlawed.
That was Lonesome Robin by Helen Schneer. Well, now we're going to move on to some more positive-sounding things. The next song is Chen Chen from the Buena Vista Social Club. And I'll tell you the story. The Buena Vista Social Club was a club in Cuba during the 40s, a very popular club, and a lot of musicians used to go there to meet. And then it was closed in the 40s after the embargo and all that, and the Cuba was kind of shut down by the U.S. And in the 90s, Ry Cooder, a well-known rock musician, went down to Cuba and kind of discovered the Buena Vista Social Club musicians, many of whom were no longer musicians. They couldn't make a living in music, so they'd become chauffeurs and waiters and teachers and things. And he put a group together and made a recording. And it became an international success. And then they made, they did a tour of the U.S. too, I think. And that was very successful. And they made a movie, which I saw and loved. They interviewed, some of these musicians were in their 70s and 80s, and but still had their chops. And it's beautiful music they made. And it kind of was a reawakening of the awareness of how good Cuban music could be and how good Latin American music was in general. So this was an important transition event. Now that Cuba is waking back up, it's opening back up to the U.S., hopefully we'll be hearing more of this music. And I would love to go to Cuba. It's got wonderful rhythm, and it's played by the Buena Vista Social Club musicians. And I think it tells its own story.
Llego a puesto, voy para Mayarí. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané. Llego a puesto, voy para Mayarí. El cariño que te tengo te lo puedo negar, se me sale la babita, yo no lo puedo evitar. Cuando Juanita y Chan Chan en el mar servían arena, como sacudí el jibe, a Chan Chan le daba pena. Limpia el carro.
Pero voy para Martané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí.
That was Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club. Buena Vista, by the way, means good view, the Good View Social Club. Well, music is definitely part of each culture. It's embedded in the culture and reflects it. And that is from the Cuban culture and the Hispanic culture. Now we're going to move to something local. This is from our culture, the Appalachia culture. The song is called Big Eyed Rabbit, and it's played by the New Ballard's Branch Bog Trotters. I thought with a name like that, I've got to see who these people are. So it turns out they're from not far here. New Ballard's Branch is looks like about 50 miles north of Marion, and I want to read you the write-up on the Bog Trotters. From Ballard's Branch, Virginia, came a talented group of musicians that became known as the Bog Trotters. Davy Crockett Ward and his neighbor Alec Dunford were the fiddlers. Fields Ward, Crockett's son, played the guitar and did most of the singing, and Crockett's brother, Wade Ward, usually was the banjo player. Wade usually played a three-finger style to complement the singing in the band, but he was to become one of the greatest clawhammer players, and his renditions of many classics are still cherished. The Ward's family doctor, Dr. W.P. Davis, who had suggested the band name in reference to its being bogged down in the mud on the rough road to the Ward's, also occasionally played the auto harp, but he served mainly as their manager. The amiable and eccentric Uncle Eric Dumford, as he was known, fiddled in a slow, deliberate, sophisticated style that contrasted with the more vigorous mountain breakdown pace of Crockett Ward. After the many years of playing together, however, they achieved a wonderful balance and complemented each other remarkably well. Both men were important influences on the younger Fields Ward, and he heeded their advice well, such as never singing faster than you can talk and enunciating each word carefully. So, from Ballard's Branch, Virginia, deep in the heart of Appalachia, we bring you the Ballard's Branch Bog Trotters playing Big Eyed Rabbit.
Rabbit's gone. Uncle Brown gone. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone, gone. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone, gone. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone.
Big Eyed Rabbit by the New Ballard Branch Bog Trotters. It's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And each week I play for you songs I love, and that's what I'm doing now. And I love that last one, Big Eyed Rabbit. I love the next one, Any Other World by Mika. And I just like the song. I can't tell you too much about it, but here we go. This is Any Other World. Well, Mika is a British singer, a man, and this is his song.
In any other world, you could tell the difference.
Thank you.
was Any Other World by Mika. Next up is Ralph Stanley again. I won't reintroduce him. He died last week. He's one of the great masters of the bluegrass world. And this is a song called Rank Stranger, a well-known gospel tune, one I've sung many times. So this is Ralph Stanley and his group singing Rank Stranger.
I wandered again to my home in the mountain, where you surely dawn as happy and free. I look for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
Everybody I met
seemed
to be a rank stranger.
No mother nor dad.
No mother.
I found they were all
rank stranger to me. Rank strangers to me.
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger, to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me.
Everybody I met
That was Ralph Stanley singing Rank Strangers to Me. Well, next up is a group, Maura Smiley. It's hard to find much about Maura Smiley. She's a vocalist, sings in a group called Voco, also plays instruments, just absolutely beautiful sense of music. And everything I've run into her, I have an album by her, and I think I like every track on it, which is rare for me. And but this is one of hers. This is mostly instrumental, as I recall. It's called Air Tune, and it's from Molly's Revenge with Maura Smiley. I think on this one, I'm guessing now, but my guess is she's playing the flute. So listen in for the flute. In any case, she could be playing the fiddle, she could be singing, she could be doing anything on here. But this is definitely Maura Smiley singing with a group, Molly's Revenge.
Thank you.
that was Air Tune by Molly's Revenge with Maura Smiley. Next up is a song called Black Velvet. The original hit version of it was by a Canadian artist named Alana Miles, but that was in 1989. In 1990, an American country music singer, Robin Lee, made a cover, and this is the cover, which I liked a lot. Just heard it last week and said, hey, I want that for my show. So you're going to get Black Velvet from Robin Lee. But I will also do my homework and listen to the original version sometime and see what I think of that. But this is definitely Black Velvet by Robin Lee.
On the Victrola up high, Mama's dancing, baby on her shoulder. The sun is setting like molasses in the sky. The boy could sing, knew how to move everything, always wanting more. He'd leave you longing for. It was a sin, so sweet and true. Always wanting more.
Black velvet in that slow southern sky.
Velvet by Robin Lee. Next is a song written and sung by Bill Staines, and I think this is poetry.
I was born in the path of the winter wind, raised where the mountains roll. Their springtime waters came dancing down, and I remember the tales they told. The whistling ways of my younger days too quickly have faded on by, but all of their memories linger on like the light in a fading sky. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, oh river, you changing, oh river. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Well, I've been to the city and I've been back again. And I've been moved by some things that I've learned. I met a lot of good people and I call them friends. Felt the change when the seasons turned. I heard all the songs that the children sang, and I've listened to love's melodies. I felt my own music within me rise like the wind in the autumn trees. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, old river, you changing, old river. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Someday when the flowers are blooming still, someday when the grass is still green, my rolling waters will round the bend and flow into the open sea. So here's to the rainbow that's followed me here, here's to the friends that I know, here's to the song within me now. I will sing it wherever I go. Help me. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, oh river, you changing, oh river. Let you and me, river, run down. Sunshine, sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, old river, you changing, old river. Let you and the river run down to the sea.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. We come to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry, Virginia. Creating this show is one of the joys and passions of my life, and part of it is what I'm doing. I'm celebrating, and I'm celebrating being here at all. And each week I ask you at the end of the show to join me in that. So I'm going to ask you again this week, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here, here on this earth, here in this life, our being here at all. Goodbye.